WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 36 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Lots of reasons to be excited about last year's economic numbers in Bryan and College Station, but this year might not measure up. Speaking at the Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference yesterday, Jim Gaines pointed to the 900-pound gorilla.
Let's talk about energy. We still don't know where the price of oil is going to stabilize.
Dr. Gaines, chief economist at the Real Estate Center at Texas A&M University, says depending on who you listen to, energy prices could still head in either direction.
Oil will be somewhere between 10 and 200. Okay? You can quote me on that. They took the camera away.
Gaines pointed to the state and local housing markets as big winners lately, but says this could be a transitional year.
Start being prepared for the fact that as we start comparing 2016 numbers to 2015 numbers for that year-over-year change, start expecting maybe some negatives. Because 15, but we're going to be comparing to a record year. I don't think 16 is going to be another record year.
He says local home prices jumped 10% last year alone. Former U.S. Secretary of Defense and former Texas A&M President Robert M. Gates was in Aggieland this week. He visited the George Bush Library yesterday to promote his new book, A Passion for Leadership. During his presentation, Gates compared leadership to management. He says you can make someone a good manager through education, but leadership is more about the heart than the head. For most, Hearn is just another drive-through small town, but economic director Kent Burnett says its economy is growing, and it's showing.
There just seems to be a vitality in Hearn and Robertson County and in Robertson County that has not been here in quite a while.
Burnett says two big projects in the works are National Gypsum's new manufacturing plant and Union Pacific's railroad yard.
Union Pacific brings in 2,000 temporary workers over a three-year period. That's going to fill our hotels, our restaurants, not just Hearn, but all over the county.
Burnett says the potential influx of workers has homeowners fixing up and even flipping houses. A new two-story, 24-room wing is also being added to the Oak Tree Inn. More information on all of Hearn's ongoing development is online at WTAW.com. Federal regulators say dozens of Texas plants similar to a fertilizer facility that exploded in 2013 in West are still operating near schools, hospitals, and residential neighborhoods. The West Fertilizer Company explosion killed 15 people. The fire led to the devastating explosion that registered as a 2.1 magnitude earthquake. The final push is underway to get Texans signed up for health insurance. Joe Ibarra with Enroll America says there are many easy ways to get your family signed up by Sunday's national deadline.
On healthcare.gov, there's an 800 number that folks can call and press option 1 and get transferred to our Enroll SA call center and schedule yourself for an appointment.
If you don't sign up by January 31st deadline, you face fines of up to $2,100, which can be taken right out of your 2017 tax return. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 36 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 6:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The BCS Church of Christ, home of the Bible Minute, would like to invite you to visit our services. Times and directions are on our website, bcschurchofchrist.com. Once again, that is bcschurchofchrist.com. At the BCS Church of Christ, we follow God's Word, the Bible, as our pattern. Christians are under the New Testament, but we still learn from the Old Testament as well. As the Apostle Paul said in Acts 20:32, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Yes, at the BCS Church of Christ, we invite all people to go to the Bible and only the Bible as their source of authority. If all men would just do this, there would be true religious unity as God desires. John 17:20-21. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they may also be one in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me.
Good morning. It's 6:10 almost. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
High pressure has shifted east of the area. That means a bit of a warm-up in store for the region, but we look good over the next 72 hours. Lots of sunshine for today. We should be up to 60 to 65 this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight, lows 40 to 45. High pressure leads the sunshine tomorrow, milder, high 65 to 70. Clear skies tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Start of the final weekend in January looks great. Saturday sunny and 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with A&M men's basketball taking it on the chin. Still had a chance to win late, however. A&M women's basketball heads to Alabama tonight. And we've got an update on the NBA and the Pro Bowl draft for the NFL, which I know Scott has been waiting for with bated breath.
Yeah.
All that and more coming up in sports at 6:50.
I mean, think about the opportunity to get all those future criminals. Oh, I'm sorry.
Scott!
Well, it's just stupid.
And I thought it was just me who thought Scott's breath smelled like bait.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying. Let's go ahead and let them misbehave all their lives and then pay them a lot of money. I think it's a good idea. Hey, I know they don't all do that. Well, no, to wit, and I'm going to go expand on this story a little bit later on today. Baltimore Ravens offensive lineman, okay? Yeah. John Urshel, you wouldn't know who he is anyway because he's an offensive lineman.
Exactly.
Unless he went to college where you did. So he's spending the offseason working on his doctorate in math.
Wow. Big brain guy.
From MIT.
Jeez. Big brain guy.
Man. So, just saying, what's your professional lineman doing? A Puerto Rican poker fanatic, died recently, enjoyed his favorite game one last time when he was embalmed and dressed up to join his friends at the table. Yeah.
That's something they do over there. It's bizarre.
What do you mean? They embalm them, dress them up, and let them get out and do stuff?
Uh-huh.
Just like Weekend at Bernie's.
Absolutely.
In real life, huh? Okay.
Yep.
Family of 31-year-old, wow. Henry Rosario Martinez planned for his wake to be centered around the card game following his sudden death a couple of weeks ago. So, Henry, seated at the poker table, his friends and family posed for pictures with the deceased, who was wearing a New York Yankees baseball cap.
Oh, of course.
Staff at the Eternal Light Funeral Home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Said it was the first time they'd ever done anything like that. So, yeah. Henry, are you in? Henry! Annie! Come on, I raised. Are you gonna call me? What are you gonna do here, huh? You just gonna sit around there like a dead guy?
Info.
Mation. That is by definition slow play.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Just saying.
Hey, did he just wink at me?
Yeah.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah. I guess so. This guy has no tails.
None at all.
Yeah. Talk about your poker face.
Enjoy an enchanted evening with your little lady, Daddy's little girl. The Daddy-Daughter Dance returns February 5th and 6th at the Hilton Hotel Ballroom. Friday night is recommended for ages 6 or younger, and Saturday night is recommended for ages 7 and older. Proceeds benefit the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley. It's a night you will treasure forever, so make your reservations for the Daddy-Daughter Dance now by calling the Children's Museum at 779-5437 or visit cmbv.org.
About 6:13, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're Thursday, is that right? We make it all
sir.
Thursday? Oh, yeah. Dadgum, that's really cool. It's 28th day of this year. We got 338 of them to go. And first and foremost and most importantly, it's National Kazoo Day.
Hey! And we were ready.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later on today. It's Fun at Work Day, and shouldn't they always be?
Mm-hmm.
It's Data Privacy Day. Good luck with that. Blueberry Pancake Day.
Those aren't real blueberries.
No, in most cases, they're probably not.
Colored figs.
Yeah. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Figs? Strawberries are colored apples.
I wondered how Aunt Jemima was able to get those blueberries in there. All right, we got some birthdays.
Yes, we do.
Am I wrong? I mean, you know.
No, okay. No, you're not.
Okay. Or maybe Betty Crocker.
Ariel Winter is 18 years old. Daphne in Modern Family. Will Boulder is 23 from We're the Millers. He was the kid that played Kenny. Elijah Wood is 35. That's Frodo Baggins.
Oh, yeah.
Nick Carter is 36. Joey Fatone is 39 from NSYNC and Dancing with the Stars. Rick Ross, the rapper, is 40. Rakim, also a rapper, 48. Sarah McLachlan is 48 as well. Everybody's 48 today.
Yeah, no kidding.
Except for Barbie Benton.
No, she's not, is she?
66 years old.
Wow.
Mikhail Baryshnikov, 68 years old.
Oh, dancer dude.
The dancer dude. And Alan Alda is 80.
Wow, wow, wow. Okay. Nicolas Sarkozy, 23rd president of France, is 61. And a dude who's really, really rich, Carlos Slim. He's like the second richest guy in the world, I think, or something like that. 76 years old today. Susan Howard, 72. Played Donna Krebs on Dallas. Just so. She also had the distinction of being the only woman to play a Klingon in the original Star Trek.
Huh.
Yeah, exactly. People go,
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Remember when back in 2008, then-candidate Obama blasting George W. Bush for adding $4 trillion to our national debt? Remember, he said, we've got $9 trillion in debt. We're going to have to pay back. That's irresponsible. That's unpatriotic. Well, according to CNS News, the federal debt has increased nearly $9 trillion in Obama's first 7 years in office. Now, that equates to $70,612 in net federal borrowing for each American household. Now, my buddy Terry Jeffrey writes that during Bush's 8 years in office, the federal debt increased $4.8 trillion. Well, that equaled $44,105 in net federal borrowing for each American household. So, President Obama, does that mean you think you're irresponsible and unpatriotic?
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Oh, well, okay. I guess we'll come back right now. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Some reason I think today's Wednesday. It's not.
Oh, man. I thought Tuesday was Wednesday.
Well, I know. Well, yeah, but you're going to be gone next week. That's a completely different thing. You look at the world completely differently than the rest
honestly
of us.
Honestly, don't think so.
No? Okay. Yeah. All right. Anyhow, it's just because we're all switched around because I'm doing my Wednesday interviews on Thursday. I guess that's what it is. Does that mean like I get a free day? I don't know.
It's okay. I woke up this morning and thought it was Friday, so I'm completely backwards.
No. Sorry, that ain't going to happen.
Because when I looked at my phone and it said Thursday, I was like, crap.
Oh, what a terrible dream. Yeah, I know. Because our job here is so difficult. Yeah, because we sit around just talking about how horrible it is.
Yes.
All right. Alabama Vest of Macon, Georgia figured out the first kazoo back in the 1840s.
That's a heck of a name.
Yeah, it is. I like that. You hate his name is Alabama and he lives in Georgia. That makes it confusing. Anyway, gave the directions to Thaddeus von Gleg, who was a German clockmaker.
No kidding.
This is like the all-name team.
Exactly. He made it to those specs. But the first mass-produced kazoos did not come around until 1912. So, again, really kind of designed in the 1840s, but it took him about 70 years to come up with that. When Emil Sorg partnered with a toolmaker named Michael McIntyre.
Oh, see, he screwed it up.
Yeah, I know, sorry. To open a factory in Eden, New York to make the kazoos, mass manufacture them. They still have a museum today. At Eden, New York. It's the Kazoo Museum. And
you're kazitting.
Well, look. It's a kazoo. How many different varieties could there be? How could you fill a whole museum? I mean, I remember paying to go see the Pharmacy Museum in New Orleans, and
The what museum in New Orleans?
There's a pharmacy museum. Yeah, you didn't know that.
No,
did you?
I didn't. You know what? You're absolutely right.
You know, you stay sober, you find stuff over there. I just anyway. So and I went in, and I don't know what I paid or whatever, and it was kind of interesting. It made me feel a whole lot better about medication the way we get it now. That's for sure. But anyway. But, I mean, how could you have a kazoo? It's like the Mustard Museum. You know, they got one of those. But, I mean, I guess there are different varieties of mustard. A kazoo is pretty much a kazoo.
Well, there's different kinds, I guess.
I suppose.
Metal.
Yeah. I have to say that's not on my bucket list, but if I happen to be in the neighborhood,
you'd
I mean,
go.
I guess I'll
you'd
stop.
You'd give them a dollar.
Sure. In Elko, Nevada, we forgot to mention this, is something which is pretty cool. That's the National Cowboy Poetry Gathering. It takes place in Elko, Nevada. Starts today and goes through the weekend. Guys and gals sitting around doing kind of different poetry, you know what I'm saying? Talking about horses and saddles and stuff like that. And, yeah. Well, Baxter Black, if you know who Baxter Black is, he's one of the guys who gained national notoriety really through the cowboy poetry gatherings that he go to. Just...
I don't know, but I could hum it.
See, and that's what I mean. Isn't that what it is? It's just the mouth noise that you're making going through this
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely. But you couldn't make it without the kazoo. The kazoo couldn't make it without you.
Wow. I'm fascinated by that. Yeah, you know where it's going. I mean...
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing and e-filing tax returns since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment. That's 696-6776.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. The Fed sounded a note of concern about how global pressures could affect the U.S. economy while keeping a key interest rate unchanged. The statement policymakers issued after their meeting signaled that they might consider slowing future rate hikes if market losses and global weakness don't abate. Volkswagen has received approval in Germany for a fix of the emissions rigging software in one of its diesel-powered models. Transportation authorities gave final approval for the vehicle model Amarok 2-liter, meaning Volkswagen can inform owners of the model, launch a recall, and fix the vehicles. Diageo reported a 7% rise in half-year profit as improved income from the Spirits Group associate and joint venture companies outweighed a drop in sales. The maker of Johnny Walker Scotch, Smirnoff Vodka, and Guinness beer has been struggling with weak performances for several quarters, especially in vodka, due to a current preference for brown spirits such as bourbon and rum. That's Your Money Now.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 866-95-STEEL. Call 866-95-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 866-957-8335.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa.
Now what mindless subject are you beating to a slow, lingering death?
Who knew that the key to a long life was trying to emulate Cliff Clavin?
Why do you drink ice-cold beer on a hot day?
Mr. Clavin, what else are you going to do with it?
A new study found that being a regular at a small, local bar is good for you. People who have a bar where everyone knows their name are significantly happier, have more friends, and have a better life satisfaction than other people.
Hey, Mr. Peterson, Jack Frost nipping at your nose?
Yeah, now let's get Joe Beer nipping at my liver, huh?
And believe it or not, they're actually less likely to binge drink. Researchers say that it's because face-to-face interaction is still important to this day, possibly even more important than it used to be because of all the handheld devices.
If I had a problem and needed to talk to someone about it, would it be perpetuating a stereotype to actually select a bartender?
From one of the researchers, quote, given the increasing tendency of our social life to be online, having relaxed, accessible venues where people can meet old friends and make new ones becomes even more necessary. You wanna go where everybody knows your name. And that's my commentary, brought to you by Boardwalk Spa. As we creep up on Valentine's Day, this is the easiest selection you'll have to make. All you have to do is go to BoardwalkSpa.com, and you can book anything you want and or buy a gift card. Massages, both relaxing and deep tissue, manicures, pedicures, facials, you name it, there's really something for him or her in your life. Again, that's BoardwalkSpa.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox home comfort system. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 28101C.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Are you living with prostate enlargement? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life guaranteed. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-317-7853. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Just call 1-800-317-7853. That's 1-800-317-7853. 1-800-317-7853.
It's 627. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest. Or go to Wilton's.com. Wilton's, they've got furniture, supplies, and a bunch more. It's going to be really pretty nice weather here. We've got a nice run going on. 66 for a high temperature today. Winds out of the west at 5 to 10. Then tomorrow we're looking at 70, probably 72 on Saturday. I mean, if you want to complain, it's going to be kind of breezy, but still nice. Probably close to 75 on Sunday, and then Monday even we're looking at 70. So the temps, can't complain about them, that's for sure. Currently we have calm winds, 75% relative humidity, and we're sitting at 32 degrees.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Hargrove Insurance, Terry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone finds that as they get older, time seems to go by faster. So how do you slow that down? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know, coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
As you age, does time seem to go by faster and faster? It's an experience almost every adult has.
As a result, years can fly by like weeks.
time speeds up and our lives are unmemorable. But that doesn't have to be the case.
Joshua Foer, author of the book Moonwalking with Einstein, says try to remember what you had for lunch 3 weeks ago today.
What you had for lunch 3 weeks ago is blended in your memory with what you had for lunch 2 weeks ago and what you had for lunch earlier this week and every day in between, which is why it's so important to create landmarks in your life, things that make your life memorable, because we structure our experience of time around our memories.
And if your memories are unmemorable, then everything just blurs together.
We should be taking vacations when we can and doing things that are new and exotic and unlike our daily routine, because those landmarks help us to structure our memories of our lives.
If you think back to when you were a kid,
every day there's something new. You're encountering something for the first time. Your routine is constantly changing. Your life is interesting. And as we get older, our lives, unfortunately, tend to become more rote, more routine. And that's the recipe for having a forgetful life.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 36 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. Local housing markets are up while global energy is down. Attendees at yesterday's Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference hope to hear good news for what's around the corner. Alongside a record year in housing sales statewide and locally, Jim Gaines, chief economist at Texas A&M University's Real Estate Center, says area job growth has also been strong.
We grew 4.2% in 2013. That was the big jump. That was the big jump. That was the real recovery year, if you will. We grew another 2.5% in 14 and about 1.4% here this year.
Dr. Gaines says the Austin, Dallas, and San Antonio metropolitan areas accounted for nearly 40% of the state's job growth last year, but Texas is a big player in the energy industry, and he says the continued decline of global energy prices is easy to explain.
Simple arithmetic. We're producing worldwide about 93 million barrels of oil a day, and we're only using or buying 91 million barrels of oil a day.
Gaines says hydraulically fractured wells in 2010 averaged 30 barrels of oil daily and today average about 600. Development is at an all-time high in Hearn. Economic Director Kent Burnett says overflow traffic from the Twin Cities has helped with exposure.
We have people driving from Bryan College Station to come eat at our local restaurant. So we are a bedroom community to Bryan College Station. We're part of y'all's metropolitan statistical area. So we would like for people to rediscover Hearn.
Burnett says it isn't just restaurants and hotels creating revenue in the community.
There is a big mound of dirt that everybody in Hearn's been talking about. It is the site for a new Tractor Supply. We're very excited about that, but we're excited about having a new Ace Hardware downtown, too. So we're trying to accommodate the needs of people throughout Robertson County.
Burnett says two other projects, both of which are still in the planning stages, are Union Pacific's Railroad Yard and National Gypsum's new manufacturing plant. Go online to WTAW.com for more information on Hearn's ongoing development. Aggieland welcomed former Texas A&M president and former U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert M. Gates back to town this week.
Gates is on tour promoting his new book, A Passion for Leadership, Lessons on Change and Reform from 50 Years of Public Service. During his presentation at the George Bush Library and Museum on Wednesday, Gates says this is the first time he's written about his experience at Texas A&M.
I talk about the importance of listening to people. Listening to faculty, listening to staff, listening to students, listening to regents, listening to alumni, former students, listening to a variety of people, figuring out where the deficiencies are, why isn't the place moving as fast or as far forward as we would like.
Gates says another aspect of the book covers techniques for how you deal with anyone who has influence or a say in the affairs of an organization.
Finally, there is the piece about people, and the line in the book is that people, not systems, implement change. So how do you empower people? How do you delegate authority, empower people, and hold people accountable for performance?
When asked if he could give an example of a public institution that best exemplifies the qualities that he advocates for in his book, Gates answered, Texas A&M. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Texas's highest criminal court has thrown out the death sentence for a man convicted of killing a woman at her College Station home in 2010. The Court of Criminal Appeals ruled 6-3 Wednesday to return the case of 50-year-old Stanley Griffin to the Brazos County Trial Court for a new punishment hearing. Federal regulators say dozens of Texas plants similar to a fertilizer facility that exploded in 2013 in the town of West, killing 15 people, are still operating near schools, hospitals, and residential neighborhoods. The Chemical Safety Board says in a report released ahead of a public meeting today that there are 80 plants in Texas that store more than 5 tons of ammonium nitrate. 19 plants stored fertilizer-grade ammonium nitrate that operate within a half mile of a school, hospital, or nursing home, and more than 30 of them are within a quarter mile of a residence. Sunday's the deadline for getting signed up for Obamacare at healthcare.gov, and Joey Botta with Enroll America says the fines for not signing up are steep.
If you do not sign up by January 31st, when you file your 2017 taxes, that penalty will go up to $695 per person. For a family of four, you're looking at almost $2,100.
Hundreds of volunteers are standing by at centers across the state to make sure all families are covered. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 35 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Kyle Cassell here, your Republican State Representative, District 12. As a small business owner, I understand the need for conservative principles and common sense in Austin. I have been endorsed by the NRA, Texas Association of Business, and Texas Right to Life. But the most important endorsement is yours. I hope you will vote Kyle Cassell on March 1st. Go to KyleCassell.com to find out more. This is Kyle Cassell asking for your vote for Republican State Representative, District 12. Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Just $3 a day could buy the average Texan health insurance. And with the fine for not having insurance increasing to almost $700 next year, it just doesn't make sense to put it off any longer. Go to InsureHealthTX.org. That's InsureHealthTX.org.
Good morning, it's 6:38. A Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. The leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. It's driveways, sidewalks, patios, swimming pools. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here's a really nice forecast.
High pressure is northeast of the state, and that means we're going to be seeing a fair amount of sunshine today and a fair amount of sunshine over the next several days. We're also going to see a bit of a warm-up. We'll get to 60 to 65 today. It should be clear overnight, 40 to 45. Sunny weather for tomorrow, high 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, clear, milder too, lows 45 to 50. Sunshine Saturday, and it should lead to afternoon high somewhere between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's a tie ball game going into the fourth quarter. Again, the home team won.
That's Gary Blair. As the ladies get ready for Alabama, the guys fell to Arkansas last night. We'll have more on A&M hoops, both men's and women's. An update on the NFL draft just for Scott.
Hey!
And more stuff, too. Coming up in sports, we'll do it for you here in about 13 minutes.
We get a snow holiday in Washington.
Again?
Yeah, the House took the entire... This is a snow week. They've declared a snow week. The Senate... Those hard-working senators, though, by God, they went back to work. Did you hear that the only senators who showed up were the women?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, they're supposed to get started at 5:30 yesterday. I don't know if they got enough to do any work. Did I say work? That was stupid.
Those heels act like snowshoes.
That's right. Click, 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 click. By the way. Patrick.
Yes.
It's the Affordable Care Act. You can't say Obamacare in your news story, you know? But that is what people understand. If you said Affordable Care Act, they wouldn't know what you're talking about. All right.
We took that particular story from TSN, I waver between whether we should be clear or correct.
Yeah.
Or accurate, I should say, because both are technically correct.
Yeah.
The president's called it that himself.
Yeah, no, it's, of course. Oh, yeah, don't forget.
He was proud of it until he wasn't.
Well, yeah, no, that's okay. When he's out doing his speeches at $250,000 a night, he'll call it that again, I'm sure. So, but okay, do you have the script there for that story?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So, Obamacare, okay, like, what's the last two sentences of that?
Hundreds of volunteers are standing by.
Tell me how that's going to work out. When's the deadline?
Sunday.
Tell me how that's going to work out. That's just not going to, it won't happen. There'll be people who'll be banging on the door going, I don't want to pay $695 a person for my family of nine to do that.
Doesn't matter.
Well, no, and then they say, okay, just pay $190 a month instead.
Yeah.
For a fine.
Just, man, that's just not going to go well. And I'm not saying that it's, in this case, I'm not saying that it's the government's fault. It's U.S. Americans. We wait until the last minute.
It's actually called a shared responsibility assessment.
Of course. That's right. I mean, my wife owns a toy store. There are people who are banging on the door on the 24th going, what are you doing being closed at 5 o'clock? Well, you knew Christmas was coming. It's not like it snuck up on you. Well, you knew this deadline was coming. It's just not going to go well. But, you know, what can I say? So we got it. When's this debate? When is this debate thing happening?
This evening, it seems.
Is it tonight that that's happening? Okay. And, you know, the only thing that they can talk about is who's not going to be there. It's amazing. It's amazing. So here's Donald. Let me see. I got Donald Trump. I got a. All right. This is Donald talking about why he's not going to be on the debate. Hang on. Now my machine's not doing like I want it to. I know I'm challenged by all this. All right, here we go. Here's Donald.
I told Fox you should give money to the wounded warriors. I'm not a fan of Megyn Kelly. I think she's a third-rate reporter. I think she, frankly, is not good at what she does. And I think they could do a lot better than Megyn Kelly. And so I'm going to be making a decision with Fox.
Okay, and you know what? I agree with him. I think Megyn Kelly is highly overrated. I do not think, I don't know that she's a third-rate reporter.
Although there was a time he gave her pretty nice compliments.
Yeah.
She's entertaining.
Well,
I don't know that I would call her a reporter, though.
Well, and that's...
She's a presenter.
Yeah. Now, on her worst day, she's better than the Mozons they had on MSNBC.
True.
I mean, I'll say that, but I don't get that. I just don't. Between her and Meghan McCain.
Ugh.
I know. So anyway, O'Reilly, I mean, takes him to task last night.
I don't think not showing up at the debate tomorrow night is good for America. Voters are still assessing you. They need to see you in high-profile situations. Or am I wrong?
Well, I think you're wrong because, frankly, when you're mistreated, as we were with the Iran deal, our country should have walked. Secretary Kerry, President Obama should have walked from that deal. You would have made a much better deal. I was not treated well by Fox. They came out with this ridiculous PR statement. It was like drawn up by a child, and it was a taunt. And I said, you know, how much of this do you take? I have zero respect for Megyn Kelly. I don't think she's very good at what she does. I think she's highly overrated. And, frankly, she's a moderator. I thought her question last time was ridiculous. And everybody said I won the debate. In fact, everybody said I won all six debates, and especially the last one. So I don't mind debating. In fact, I actually like debating.
Go there. Anyhow, so he's going to do a deal tonight that's going to coincide with that. He said, we'll see. He's supposed to do the Donald J. Trump special event to benefit veterans organizations. It's set for 8 o'clock tonight at Drake University in Des Moines. So
I love the idea he and Cruz getting together for the debate after the challenge.
Yeah, well, and that's it. You know, Cruz said, you know, I'll give $1 million. My PAC will give $1 million to the veterans if you'll give me the opportunity to do a one-on-one with you.
And said he'd give them half the seats.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, Cruz is a pretty good debater. He's pretty good.
I'd love to see that.
Well, it would be good.
If nothing else, it would be entertaining.
It would. He said at a rally in Des Moines yesterday, he said, he and I are the leading candidates in this state right now, so how about the two of us in a one-on-one debate, mano-a-mano? and I'm going to propose a venue, Western Iowa Tech in Sioux City. We already have it reserved, 8 o'clock Saturday, two-hour one-on-one debate. Well, see how that works out.
It'll never happen.
I know.
I don't watch CNN, so my only source on this is Ann Coulter, but apparently CNN's going to be running Trump's veterans event.
What,
it's because it picks up ratings.
I know.
For
think
no
about that.
Joke.
Think about that. That's just, and it doesn't matter. See, here we are talking about this.
Uh-huh.
It's just, it's the world upside down.
Yeah, but what else are we going to talk about politics right now?
We're going to talk about President Barack Obama finally. Finally.
It's his turn.
Yes, weighing in.
On
the controversy of diversity in this year's Academy Awards. By God, that's what the leader of the free world needs to be doing. It's time that others took note. Just remember, Trayvon would have been if he'd had a son, right? Isn't that right? Okay. Anyway, he weighed in yesterday during a series of interviews with local TV stations. I think that California is an example of the incredible diversity of this country. That's a strength. I think that when everyone's story is told, that makes for better art, it makes for better entertainment, it makes everybody feel part of one American family.
That you're trying to tear apart!
So, I think as a whole, the industry should do what every other industry should do, which is look at the talent, provide opportunity for everybody, and I think Oscar debate is really just an expression of this broader issue. Are we making sure that everybody is getting a fair shot?
I like Stacey Dash's take on it better than anybody else's.
What's that?
She said if they're going to complain about that, then we need to get rid of the BET and the BET Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And she prattled off several others. People lost their minds.
Yeah, that's probably right. That's probably right. However, it was a busy day yesterday, but the president carved out 45 minutes.
To play golf?
Or about 45 minutes. To meet with Bernie Sanders. Meeting came just a few days after the president had said some complimentary things about Hillary Clinton during an interview, which made the Sanders supporters angry. After yesterday's meeting, Sanders told reporters, I think he and the vice president have tried to be fair and even-handed in the process, and I expect they will continue to do that, which means obviously he wasn't happy with what happened. But he can't say that. It appears that Hillary wants at least one more debate before the New Hampshire primary. MSNBC and the New Hampshire union leader announced yesterday that they would host a debate next week. But the Democrat National Committee said the party would not sanction it. Oh my gosh, it's a renegade Democrat debate. That sounds exciting.
Go to the end of the line.
Okay.
Why don't you go to the end of the line?
Yeah, just there. And we'll talk to Bill Flores later on this morning. Rather interesting, Nancy Pelosi engaging in a bit of damage control yesterday. Democrats are not on board with the tax hikes proposed by Bernie Sanders to pay for the single-payer health care proposal.
Uh-huh.
At a news conference in Baltimore, she said, quote, we're not running on any platform of raising taxes. Yet.
Because we got polling data that said people hated
That's
us.
That's right. Listen to this. This is Nancy Pelosi. We do want to have a fairer tax system. And we hope that we can do that this year.
Whatever.
During a town hall meeting for his part in Des Moines, Sanders was asked about the cost of Medicare for all and his health care plan. He said, we will raise taxes. Yes, we will.
Yay!
You won't get elected. No, you won't.
Get set to save now at your local Kubota dealer. Kubota RTVX series is the best-selling diesel utility vehicle in the industry and sets the standard for being durable and reliable under all kinds of conditions. Right now, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR for 4 years on new Kubota RTVX utility vehicles. Now through March 31st, 2016, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com.
Hi,
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I stopped by our favorite children's clothing store a week or two ago to buy something nice for one of our grandchildren. The clerks always smile when they see me. I buy more than I intend to, and they know that's going to happen. That's what happened then. But you know what? I did it again. I came home with the wrong sizes of things. Almost nothing fit. So, when people make mistakes in choosing their plants, I really do understand. Being sure that plants fit their surroundings, I'll be back with details after this message. If you're looking for one gardening reference book that'll put everything you need to know for Texas right there at your fingertips, it's my latest book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's absolutely not a revision of the old Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening from 1982 and 1991. This book has a completely different layout, and it's a quarter century more up to date. Also, I self-published it so I could offer you the book I always wanted. 840 photographs, 344 pages, and all for only $28.95 plus tax and postage. But that low price is only good until we put the book back on the presses for the second printing, and that'll be within the next several weeks. After that, the price goes up, so order now. The book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon. Every book goes out signed. If you want a special inscription, let us know on the order form. Order by calling 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769, or order anytime from neilsperry.com. I know it's difficult to imagine a mature landscape and how it's going to look 15 or 25 years down the road. Even professional designers have trouble doing that. You have to factor in the genetic potential for each plant's mature size, also its growth rate under the conditions that you'll be providing, and most importantly, the space you have available in each part of your landscape. This is a great time for landscaping. Let's look at some details. Sometimes we see people plant large trees too close to foundations. Tree roots can lift concrete. We've all seen driveways, parking lots, walks, and curbs that were ruined by incessant upheaval of expanding tree roots. We talked recently here about the fact that a lot of trees get condemned, however, for their roots drying out foundations. There are ways that trees and foundations can coexist. I think there's a bigger threat: large trees that are too close to roof lines. Now, they will rub against the roof, and they can do a lot of damage not only to the roof and the decking, but also to your house. Have your arborist trim them as needed. Trees in parkways. We talked about tree roots that could break walks and curbs and even the street, but more than that, it's about tree branches extending out into traffic. Box trucks will flat side the trees as they drive past, and in more severe cases of overgrowth, the city may even cut your trees back or require that you do so. We see a lot of large trees in zero lot line neighborhoods. Live oaks are a characteristic one. It's really a shame when you see live oaks planted in front of two-story houses on very small properties, because it's just a problem in the making. Trees beneath power lines or directly above underground utilities. Before you head to the nursery to purchase your shade tree, take one last walk through your yard. Are there overhead lines that might be impacted? Allow 50 feet between power lines and large shade trees when you start planting. Sometimes we get too many trees. Most urban lots have room for one or two trees in their front yards and another tree or two in the backyards. Overplanting results in ruined tree shapes. Awkward tree placement. You don't want to put a tree in line with anything. Not with the other trees on your street, not with the corner of the house. It needs to be planted in a completely at random pattern. I'm Neil Sperry, and in our next Plant Talk Texas, the true focus of your landscape. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:54. Texas A&M basketball didn't help themselves any last night. They were guilty of a season-high 21 turnovers. but they still had a chance late.
A&M's got to go end-to-end and make a three to force overtime. Caruso, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, to Hogg, the freshman at the horn, no good!
That miss snapped a 10-game winning streak, falling to Arkansas 74-71. Aggies now stand 17-3 this season with an SEC leading 7-1 record. The Aggs haven't won in Arkansas since 1986. Next up for Texas A&M, they'll take part in the Big 12 SEC Challenge by hosting number 14 Iowa State at Reed Saturday at 1 o'clock, the tip-off. That game televised on ESPN. Of course, you can turn the sound down and listen to all of it on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In other SEC hoops action, Tyler Ulis scored 20 points. Derek Willis added a career-best 18, and number 20 Kentucky used an early 20-0 run to blow past Missouri 88-54. Ole Miss thumped Auburn 80-63. And ranked Texas teams, Baylor knocked over Oklahoma State 69-65. On the ladies' side, they're facing the same issue the guys did. But instead of going to Fayette-M, they're going to Alabama. They'll tip things off this evening. Alabama played Vandy tight at home and got the win. Here's Coach Blair on playing the Tide in Alabama.
You're playing in a Cracker Box gym, Foster Auditorium, that seats about 2,000, 2,500 at the most. I don't care what they list. That's all it seats. And it's loud. They're going to have trouble hearing me, just like at South Carolina when you had 15-5. It's just as hard to hear when you have 2,500 in a small arena like that. But
tip tonight is at 6 on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. Number 9, Texas A&M Tennis improved to 3-0 and notched its 8th consecutive win against former Big 12 Conference foe Baylor with a hard-fought 4-0 victory over the 15th-ranked Bears. In Lone Star NBA action, the Spurs were setting records last night.
The Spurs score a season-high 130 points and become the fifth team in NBA history to open up their home season at 25-0.
LaMarcus Aldridge had 25 points and 10 rebounds as San Antonio dismantled Houston 130-99.
The Warriors now tying the second longest home winning streak in NBA history. 40 straight regular season wins over a calendar year.
Klay Thompson scored a season-high 45 points as the Golden State Warriors beat the Dallas Mavericks 127-107. We'll move now to the NFL, where for the first time in history of the Pro Bowl draft, Andrew Luck wasn't the number one overall pick. However, a fellow member of his draft class was. The NFL held its third annual Pro Bowl draft, and the first player taken was Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson. Wilson was selected by team captain Michael Irvin. The former Dallas Cowboy wide receiver picked one Pro Bowl team, while Jerry Rice picked the other. The teams are aptly named Team Irvin and Team Rice. We'll stay in the NFL, where Jerry Jones was talking draft picks yesterday. Here's Roger Emmerich.
Cowboys owner Jerry Jones tells reporters at the Senior Bowl it's not a foregone conclusion he'll select a quarterback in the first round of the draft.
No, not at all. We don't have to take a quarterback and have a draft pick as our backup.
Roger Emmerich, TSN Sports.
And finally, top seed and defending champ Serena Williams is one match away from securing her 22nd career Grand Slam singles title and a second at the Australian Open. Williams needed just 64 minutes to get the straight set victory over third seed Agnieszka Radwańska. Joining Williams in the final is seventh seed Angelique Kerber. And that's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill local today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
Guys, consider if you're thinking about Valentine's Day, you're really well ahead of the vast majority of guys who don't think about this. It's 2 weeks away, after all, which seems like a ton of time until it's not. And when we're talking about this next week, it'll be a week away. So why not stop into David Gardner's, make a plan to do that, and have a look at what they have for Valentine's Day. Special day, maybe an extra special day for you. But an opportunity for you to pick out just that right something. Now, if you got a budget in mind, great. Go in and say, hey, this is what I feel comfortable spending. Let them show you what they've got for you to choose from. If you have no idea what you want, go with some basic things. And David Gardner's has basics. I mean, again, diamond stud earrings is a really good way to start. We've talked about this before. You can move up and make the diamond larger that's an existing pair. If you want to do that, that's a great, easy solution. And we've got time to do that for you at David Gardner's. But also, if you want to come up with something new, different, creative, they've got experts to help you with that. 911 University Drive, it's David Gardner's. Here's some weather for you. Brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. 202 Holloman Drive East or ActionSportsTX.com. Man, we got some nice weather for the next few weeks. It's going to be the next few days. It's about 70 for a high temperature today. 32 right now, though. WTA.